There's an interesting discussion going on in the BOAG World Forum at the moment about protecting your images. And this idea that if you put images on the web, then people can steal them and they can use them for their own devices, etc., etc. And, you know, you could do all kinds of things to stop them or limit this, from watermark the images through to disable right-click, to placing a transparent GIF over the top of the image so that when they right-click, they get nothing. There are lots of ways you can do it. The one that most people object to the most, from what I can gather, is disabling this the right-click functionality. It's saying that when the user right-clicks to save as, they're unable to do that because you've disabled it with JavaScript. Now, this kind of sent me off on a complete tangent, really, that has nothing to do necessarily with images. But it's the principle of not making your problem your user's problem. So this is something that comes up time and time again with the web. One example is where you want to protect your images, so you disable right-click, which makes it the user's problem. The user then has problems doing all kinds of things that require right-click functionality. Another probably more classic example of this is using CAPTCHA. So you don't want to receive a lot of spam, so what do? Is you make the user prove that they are actually a person rather than a bot. And in the world of the web, I think this is a big mistake. Unless you're a massive name company, or unless your audience basically have no choice but to use your website, you are on a dangerous path if you make your problems your clients' problems. Marketeers do this a lot. They want to build up a demographic and, you know, a better understanding of their users and the demographic of the people, so they make that their users' problems by asking the users to enter lots of additional information. Stop it! Basically, stop it. You shouldn't be making your problems your users' problems. Don't shift responsibility from one person to another just to make your life easier. By doing so, you're going to lose users from that, and at best, you're just going to make them incredibly grumpy and reluctant to use your website, and they may consider looking for an alternative. So that's my tip for today, a very simple one. Don't make your problems your user's problem.